and the sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse across this land. He has fire in his eye and the sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse all across this land. He's calling out to you and me.
Well, greetings everybody. Pastor Buddy, I'm joining you live tonight, right here around the world as usual, on a Wednesday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 9 Central. Glad to have you in here. We got a great program, part 3, tonight, of the Spirit of Pentecost. Tonight we're going to talk about the service and the sacrifice that each individual must muster up to. It's a noble calling for a noble cause for a noble people. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see what it takes to make the grade and serve. I'll be right back. Stay tuned. Oh yes. You want to ride? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got the program titled tonight, as I said, The Spirit of Pentecost, What It Takes to Serve Tonight. We've done 3 parts. This will be the 3rd part. And the final part tonight on the service and the sacrifice demanded. If you don't love Him with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, if you can't choose this day whom you will serve, these are the words of the covenant which Yahweh commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab beside the covenant which He made with them in Horeb. See, Yahweh's a covenant maker. And tonight He's covenant making. Praise Yahweh. And the covenant is for a people that's dedicated and obligated. You know, it's an honor. It's just like when I was in 1954, I volunteered for the services, the armed services. And man, I just couldn't wait to get in there. And it was wonderful. And, or at least I thought it was. But that morning I got to Fort Jackson, South Carolina. I'm telling you, I was a lonesome country boy that had never been away from home too long, anyway. And I felt lonely and out of place. I didn't think, you know, that I'd ever get to see home again and all of that and a thousand things and doubts. And I was, you know, halted between 2 opinions. I wanted to be away from home because farm work was so hard and make sure now that we are obligated to serve Yahweh in a way that we could, you know, be acceptable to Him, that He could use us. And, of course, by being used by Yahweh, you got to be a servant. And to be a servant, you got to be in the Spirit that came down on the day of Pentecost. Now, they weren't loved. You can believe one thing. They were really tearing up the efforts of the Sanhedrin court anyway, by doing this. And how long would you be halted between the 2 opinions? He said, I have set before you in Deuteronomy 30:15. Mark this one down. I want you to really consider it tonight. If you're a disciple, you want to serve, you gotta get into a covenant. You gotta say, you gotta tell Yahweh what you'll do. You're always wanting him to do something. He said, go and I'll go with you. See, the action part, or the ABCs of faith, is action supported by belief, sustained by confidence. An action means a verb. Go forth. Go and I'll go with you. See? Deuteronomy 30:15. See? This is Yahweh doing the talking. I have set before you this day life and good. Notice he said life and good. And death and evil. Now life and good goes together, and death and evil goes together. I command you this day to love Yahweh, to walk in His ways, to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And Yahweh shall bless you in the land where thou goest to possess it. Now, notice verse 17. But if you turn your heart away, so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. Now, what could we possibly be drawn away with other gods? Well, ladies and gentlemen, Christianity is full of other gods. You say, oh my heavens, Pastor Buddy, are you against Christians? I'm against Christians that set other gods in place of the true Yahweh. Did you know the Trinitarians set three gods before you? Separate but inseparable? No. Now you go, you take that down to your local hardware store and nail it on the wall. Drawn away to worship other gods and serve them. I denounce you this day. And I will tell you that you shall surely perish. There's a way that seems right, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to go the easy way, or you're going to go the straight and narrow way. The easy way is Broad Street, USA. USA, I don't know of any nation in the world. Now, this is supposedly a Christian nation. I'm not saying all Christians are bad. I'm saying the doctrine that they have adapted to or adopted, or the doctrine that they've inherited, that their hearts have been turned away to worship other gods. Let me give you an example. What about in the spirit of Pentecost? Do they keep the festival of Pentecost? The answer is no. They keep Halloween. They keep Easter. Is that a pagan ritual? Yes, it is. Oh, no. You remember the Messiah, Pastor Buddy? He took bread and grape juice and he broke it and said, take and do this in remembrance of me. Ladies and gentlemen, read the rest of the story. That was the preparation meal of preparing to keep the Passover, where they kill the lamb. Now, we don't do that no more at our church, Pastor, but that's under the law, and we just don't practice that no more, glory to God. He said, do it forever. Yeah, but we've replaced it with crackers, the wafer, the wine, with grape juice. We've done away with the foot washing. We don't do that, and that's what he said to do. He was doing that. They were also eating a meal. Yeah, but I'm taking the Lord's Supper, and I ain't supposed to take it in vain, so I don't kill the lamb no more. That's sacrilegious. That's doing him a disservice. You see, we have all kinds of, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I've set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love Yahweh, that thou mayest obey His voice and cleave to Him, that thou mayest dwell in the land. And Joshua said unto the people, thus saith Yahweh, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old times, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. Now therefore fear Yahweh, not Jesus, not Jehovah, not Lord, not God, not Baal. Serve Yahweh. 6,823 times along in the Old Testament, the covenant's been changed. Not by Yahweh, but by the translators. You see, they have been halted between two opinions. Halted between two opinions. As it's recorded in the 18th chapter of the book of 1 Kings, the people of Israel had got so corrupt by worshiping Baal and calling on other gods, that when they heard the other side of the story, it was a strange message. Did you know that Elijah, in 1821, 1 Kings, he came to them, and he said, how long are you to be halted between two opinions? If Yahweh is your mighty one, or your creator, serve Him. But if the one you're serving now, Baal, if he's the big man upstairs, follow him, paraphrasing just a little bit. And the people answered him not a word. You see, ladies and gentlemen, when these times come, when you must choose this day who you'll serve. Now, when you hear this gospel of Pastor Buddy preaching to you tonight, these things that are declared unto you. I had a guy that posted a comment about Pastor Buddy, who lives up here in Kentucky. One of my friends, one of my dear ones that loves me very much, called me a false prophet. Now they can get behind the keys on a typewriter, but I have never had a man to call me a false prophet to my face and walk away. Never. And so then, what they can say about, the Bible says that sticks and stones may break your bones, but a word shall never hurt you. They will call you a false prophet. They will call good evil and evil good. He's holding up a false name, and he don't like Pastor Buddy. And therefore, he contends behind some typewriter that I'm a false prophet. And I would be willing to let him in on the show, and we'll see. We'll ask him what he can read in the original languages versus what he reads now in a revised form of a Bible that he calls the Word of God. If it seem evil unto you to serve Yahweh, choose you this day who you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites. Now, what about our gods? Jesus is a false god. Yeah. Now, that's hard to take, because you see, Christianity has made Jesus the supreme Savior to most of the world. And like I said, you can search through the United States and probably find more Christian churches in the United States than anywhere in the world. And it's the largest exporter of missionaries to foreign fields to serve them, or to save them. Now they save them in the name of Jesus. Now this is what the apostolic fathers was preaching on the day of Pentecost. Not Jesus, that you read in your revised version of the changed faith as an action supported by belief. Search the scriptures, for when you think you have a belief, you might not have none. That which is highly esteemed among man is an abomination to Yahweh. The apostles were called false, preaching false doctrine, And nothing has changed. Here I am preaching the same name that they were preaching, proving it by 7,000 to 8,000 scriptures. This man said, well, I know that this pastor buddy, he preaches that Jesus wasn't a Jew. He said, you know he was. He was born in Judah. Well, you know, this false prophet is give rewards to people that can prove that. And of course, he's not wrote me and demanded a reward. He's not calling me up. He gets behind a forum somewhere and he blasts so that the people, and he thinks that I care what the people as local community say about me. I have no regard to what people say about me. My face has become like flintstone. I'm an apostolic servant preaching the name of Yahweh, not bound my knee to any other God, including Jesus, Baal, Lord, or God. There's many lords and there's many gods. I only worship Yahweh. That's the only one I serve. Now, if that's not good enough, then I ain't going to make it in. If Yahweh is not the Creator, I'm not going to make it in. Now, if He is, and I hold up for Him, and I serve Him with all of my heart and all of my mind and all of my soul and all of my strength, as I am directed to do as a soldier, putting on the whole armor of Yahweh, transformed into a fighting machine. I didn't come in peace. I come to make war. I come to bring divisions. I come to separate the households. Mother against father. Brother against brother. Sister against sister. Mother. A divided household. Yahweh came preaching this gospel. The apostolic servants here, they preached that gospel, and there was an uproar. Wherever they went, an uproar was sure to follow. And Elijah said, how long will you be halted between two opinions? You just have to put Yahweh to a test. Now, I have said that Christians really, in a roundabout way, they call on Yahweh's name and they don't even know it. And I come preaching it and they say I'm a false prophet because I preach Yahweh. You know, I got over that a long time ago. I know I'm going to be hated. I don't try to be. I'm a nice guy. Well, at least I think I am. I don't push little ducks in the creek. But I do push my brothers and sisters in and bury them in the name of Yahweh. Does that make me evil because I preach repentance and baptism in the name of Yahweh with the whole armor serving Yahweh in Mark 12:28? Read it. I'm gonna have to love Yahweh and stand for Him. Till hell freezes over, if it ever does. But there's enough kindling of people rejecting the name and the truth and the service of the apostolic spirit of Pentecost. There's enough of those that reject it are gonna be turned into hell to keep her burning for a long time. Serving. That's the words of the covenant. Serve. What is a servant? Someone that serves. I know that I served the United States Army 2 years, and that was enough for me. Well, I'm starting the 50th plus year for the service of the King. And I just feel like I'm a babe. I've just begun. Now, my journey may be over. I'm getting up in age. I'm not going to live long. By nature, I'm on the borderline right now. But let it be said, I've got thousands of hours of teaching of my doctrine. The brethren have seen fit that it's preserved for posterity. You can go there to oneyahweh.com. Just had a brother that reminded me that I've got a clip that I sent out to tell everybody I'm going to be on tonight. And he said, be sure you get that website right, Pastor Buddy. It's oneyahweh.com. And I love that. to be corrected when, you know, you just have to do a job. You need to do it right. Somebody click on it and it won't open up. And you've done them a disservice. So, I appreciate the correction. That's what the word's for, correction. That's what you're for. If you see your brother in a fault, go to him and him alone. Now, if you want to post on the public posting site so they can draw you into one of those written typewriter debates, I despise those things. If you want to talk to me, I like to see your eyes. I like to see where you're coming from. I like to see what kind of a man you are. If you can back up what you say, you call me a false prophet, and I'm fixing to put you to a test in my presence. If you ain't ready to die for this, you better get out of this business, because these men in this business that are serving the king, that are not only willing to suffer, they're ready to die. Death would just be a sweet deliverance from this wicked, unbelieving, uncircumcised in heart and soul and mind. To die is gain. You ain't got nothing to lose. You got everything to gain. But if you love the world and the things of the world, you want to live. You want to get with a big crowd. You want to shout a name that can't be read. And oppose a name that can. Just because they wasn't told you, or you didn't come up with it, and so therefore everybody's false because they don't believe like you do. They don't march to your drum. I don't march to any man's drum except Yahweh's word. And if you can prove I'm a false prophet in the Bible, you got your job to do. And do you think the apostolic fathers back down when they said, we're going to beat you all to death if you don't get out of this old Yahweh name? Speaking it in public. Yes, that is Yahweh's name. But you're not to utter it in public. It's too holy. It's an ineffable name. That was a bunch of malarkey, and they knew it. The Messiah taught them His name. He taught them the Father's name. They didn't even know it. They'd never heard it. Here's Peter, James, and John, ignorant and unlearned, like Pastor Buddy, no education, no formal training, no seminary training, but they were filled with the Holy Ruach, with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And they called upon the name of Yahweh. Just like Elijah, when he called on the name of Yahweh, fire came down. You know what they were calling on Elijah? They had sent companies of soldiers to get him, to bring him before old Ahab and Jezebel. He told Nehemiah, he said, you go up there and tell that old rascal to meet me on Mount Carmel. I'm telling all these old Nabals that call me a false prophet to meet me on Mount Carmel, where we'll have a showdown on Mount Carmel. Let him that answers by fire, let him be God. That's what Elijah said. He took it to him, honey. And let me tell you one thing. He knew how to build an altar. You Christians have never built one. All the thing that you got on is a bell-borne platform of Lord and God, and you got on that and watched these big preachers perform their shenanigans, as I call it, their pay and pray and prosper message, just like Ahab and Jezebel. They had Israel a-rocking and a-rolling for Baal. America rocks and rolls for Baal. They call them pagan names. They keep pagan customs. And a servant will rebuke that in the name of Yahweh. He's not afraid of the devil. You come too late. You got to walk in His ways, keep His commandments, His statutes, and His judgments. You're going to live. I mean, you can take my life, but I'm going to live. And then there's coming a day when Yahweh will redeem my blood if you take it. even the righteous blood from Abel to the last man that's martyred. You know all the apostolic fathers that we can read about? Did you know that they killed them? Most of them? Persecuted them? The Bible says that they were hunted down like common criminals. Listen to me, Matthew 6 and 1. Take heed that you do not your alms, in other words, your performance, your service, before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when you do your alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have the reward, the glory of men. But when you do your alms, or when you do your service, listen to what he said to do. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and the Father that seeth in secret himself shall reward you openly. You can't outgive him. We're soliciting your services. We need your help. If you've got some coins laid back and stored up for the great day, won't you put them to work, a visible manifestation? We need an assembly site. We need to have it paid for. We don't need to pay usury, which is against Yahweh's law. We need to pay for that. We need your help. We need you to come quickly to us and help us out. Not to be seen. I've had brothers say, this is anonymous. Don't mention that I'd give anything for the welfare of the feast site or the tabernacle that you're going to build and rear up, or for anything that you need on the property. Just remember, I'm doing this in secret so I can be rewarded openly. When you pray, enter into your closet. And when you have shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and the Father that seeth in secret shall reward you openly. Moreover, when you fast, don't be like a hypocrite of sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. I know when I fasted 40 days, I would anoint my head with oil and slick my hair back and try to look as, you know, you get a little pale and puny and dark circles under your eyes and stuff like that. And you don't want to see men, let them see you walking around like a hypocrite. Oh, I'm fasting today. I'm too holy. Don't touch me. You know, I despise that. And I honestly tried my best. I lost a lot of weight in the 40 days. And some of my friends knew that there was something wrong. But I conducted myself. I made myself go. I worked. And I fasted. Not to be seen of man. I didn't want that. I wanted the reward of the secret things of Yahweh. I had a brother post on the day, he said, well, Pastor Buddy tries to make these things into mysteries, but they're not mysteries. He said, I can discount everything he says. Well, you know, he's froggy. He needs to jump because I'm here set for the defense of the gospel. My face is hardened like flint stone and I take no prisoners. I know what's on the next page. Jump in. Get your feet wet and we'll get it on. Blessed are they when men shall hate you. Luke 6:22. When they shall separate you from their company. Man, I've been separated from a lot of my brothers and my own flesh and blood. I wish I was accursed from them. They shall reproach you. Well, I just got a reproach today, and that's all right. They cast out your name as evil. The guy said I was a false prophet. He said, Buddy Johnson, Pastor Buddy Johnson. Thinking that everybody in Tazewell knows Pastor Buddy Johnson. I've had brothers come down here and hunt me for 2 or 3 days and couldn't find Pastor Buddy. And I've lived here all of my life in Tazewell. Go to the post office every day, make my rounds routine, preach the gospel on worldwide radio. It just happens to be that probably ain't one person in Tazewell listening tonight. Probably that brother that criticized me, he's listening. But see, he's one of those that hides in the bushes, ready to whack you and attack you. I don't worry about those type of people. You know who I'm worried about? My brothers, my sisters, the ones that we take sweet counsel. That's the one that put the knife in your back because you don't watch your back when you got a brother and sister around. That's the one that'll get you. The enemies that I see to my face, I never turn my back on them. So if you want to be my enemy, you'll never have my back. If you're my brother, I'll have yours, and I'll give you mine. I'll trust you. You put the knife in, you better make it a good plunge, because that'll be your first one, and that'll be your last one. If I live through the plunge, and most of the time, Yahweh will protect the innocent. David said, it was not my enemy that deceived me or hurt me or did me in. It was my friend, my brother. We took sweet counsel and we walked into the house of Yahweh. Help us on our house project. We need your help. You'll have to say one thing. We don't back down in the face of the enemy. We don't yield to him. We'll rebuke him and call him out. I've seen policemen trying to serve warrants on the righteous die before they could get back to the police station and that they carried the warrant to arrest some of the righteous. I've seen that happen, brother. And I'm talking about the same hour. It says, they'll cast your name out as evil for the Son of Man. You know, if you love Yahweh, that's the Son of Man. Born in a flesh body, unto us a son is born. The government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful Counsel, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, the Savior. It's not Jesus Christ. That's a misnomer. When somebody puts up Jesus Christ as the name of the Creator, I know he don't know nothing. I know he's deceived. I know he's got about 10 years of searching and hunting for the truth. Because the truth is something that is so rare that a few there be that find it. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh said, how long will you be halted between two opinions? Choose this day whom you will serve. Are you ready? We've had people get in this name, boy, they're on fire. I had a brother call me out of Texas. Oh, man, to hear him tell it, he was a rough rider. He was ready to go, man. He's going to take over my position. He's going to preach what I'm preaching, and he's going to do all this, and he was going to send me some money on the company, and he was going to back me up to the hilt. Found out that I killed a lamb on Passover, and man, he disappeared off the scene. I ain't heard or seen him since. Can't stand a little blood. Woe unto the shepherds that fail to bring blood. You evil concision. You'll circumcise your penis and leave your heart as hard as your head. That won't receive instruction. Better circumcise your heart, and then you'll believe the word of Yahweh, and then you'll kill a lamb on Passover, and you won't be so apt to run off when you find out that Pastor Buddy kills lambs at Passover.
Oh, I never heard of such a thing. We don't do that no more. Jesus died for our sins, and he was the Lamb of God, and we don't have to do that no more. What do you think he was typing and shadowing there? What do you think he said your children will ask you in the day that you kill the lamb? What are you doing this for?
And even in that, the second Passover is such a great mystery, they can't even get over that. They can't even keep it, let alone know what the second Passover means. And I don't even try to teach them that. That's for the meat eaters that come to the table of Yahweh at Passover. And at the Spirit of Pentecost, which we're preaching on right now, it's going to take a servant, a soldier that's got the whole armor, to walk the walk and talk the talk and be there when he's challenged. You know, we're not going to hump up and run away. We're in this for the duration. We're set for the defense of the gospel, and again, our face is like flint stone. Now, again, when men shall hate you, they shall separate you from their company. Have you ever had that to happen? Well, if you get in Yahweh's name, you'll have several of those experiences. And no, I don't know of a one in Yahweh's name that's baptized in Yahweh's name that's not made an enemy by doing so. I mean, the Jesus people will jump all over you. You know why? Because they don't know the Father. All that ever learns of the Father will come to Yahweh. He's the Father, He's the Son, and He's the Holy Ghost, and His name is Hallelujah. And Christians use it. And then when you come preaching in Yahweh's name, they'll throw you out. And then when they see you flying out the door or call the law on you,
we're going to call law on you for disturbing the peace around here.
If Yahweh ain't there, there ain't no peace there no way. If they won't have Yahweh's name, how do you think you're going to have shalom? Blessed are they. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner did their fathers who served Baal do unto the prophets that I sent unto them. They shall treat you just like they treated the prophets. They'll treat you like they treated me. Rejoice in that day. We got something to rejoice about when we're hated for Yahweh. I don't like to go around and be hated. Nobody wants to be hated. It just happens that way. And you wonder why. Well, let me tell you something what to do. Write this one down in case that you've been persecuted and tormented and hated for the name of Yahweh. I want you to write this scripture down. Verse 23, chapter 6 of Luke. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy. Woo, hallelujah. Man, I mean, you know, the more you're hated, the happier you get. And I ain't trying to go around making people mad at me and calling me a false prophet. I expect that. I expect 99 negatives out of one positive. That's how I preach. Now, these fancy Dans that pop in and out, you know, they win 99, make them 2-4 more the child of hell than they were, because they won't teach them the true name. I'll win one, and I'd rather have one in a true name than to have 1,000 in a false name. Listen to this one now. If you got a thin skin, you can't take the heat, you better roll up, harden up. Luke 6:26, read it. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. When they give you accolades, and when they worship you, and when they want you as their pastor, and when they beg you to come to their church and hold a revival. We've got these big evangelist preachers. They're in such a demand across the country. There's such a great move for Jesus. Just like it was for Baal. The prophets of Baal were employed. They were many of them. Literally, thousands upon thousands of them. But 7,000 in Israel that hadn't bowed the knee and bended and worshiped Baal. Only 7,000. And Elijah was their man. He was the only man that had enough courage to go up on Mount Carmel and say to his brothers and sisters that were sitting there, dumbfounded,
What's this old grizzled prophet doing now? He's come up here to interrupt our service. Somebody call the law. He's taken away our peace and shalom.
Elijah said, I come to test your God. Call on him, and the one that answers by fire. It's a Holy Ghost baptism of fire. Elijah was ready to die. Had Yahweh not chosen to deliver him, and it could have happened. Yahweh ain't going to deliver you every time that you put Yahweh up against somebody else. May just let you kick a bucket to try the other people's faith, and maybe yours too. But I guarantee you one thing, in the long run, don't worry about it. If they kill you for his name, and he said they would, if they hate you for this name, he said they would. If they despise you and they reject you and they say all manner of evil against you, don't worry about it. Shout for joy. And watch out when all men speak well of you. For so did their fathers speak well of the false prophets. Well, I ain't one of those that spoke well of here in Tazewell. Probably everybody in Tazewell would agree with this yokel from Kentucky. Probably would. They'd probably all agree with him. They'd be on his side. He'd win them over. Would that make me any less right if I am? Search the Scriptures. I don't receive honor from man. John 5:41. I receive not honor from men. I know you that you do not have the love of Yahweh in you. I am come in my Father's name and you receive me not. I come in my Father's name and they want to use a false name and then stand behind it and try to prove it. Just because it's wrote in a false Bible that they carry around. In a revised. If you got something that's revised, it's been changed. New yokels ought to know that, but you don't. You've never even heard, probably, that the King James Bible didn't even have a J in its original state, but you carried around and thump on it and shout Jesus when it wasn't even in the original Scriptures. You see, that's how dumb you are. That's how foolish, that's how ignorant. And Yahweh sent prophets like myself that's got a face of flintstone to try to save you from yourself. Moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Man, when they persecute you and hate you and despise you and cast your name out and try to smear it, you say, Yahweh, it's not Buddy they hate. Yahweh, it's not Fred they hate. Yahweh, it's not Sam they hate. It's Yahweh that they hate. They'll speak evil of you. They will blaspheme the name that you preach. And cast your name out as evil for his name's sake. Blessed are you, Matthew 10:22, if you've got the apostolic spirit of the day of Pentecost. But you've got to have the real deal. You can't have nothing artificial. You can't have nothing that you've heard. Something that you believe. Even Yahweh people have to be corrected. Because they want to hang on to some of their tradition. Some of the man-made ways. When you compare Yahweh's word to man's ways, which one is you going to take?
Well, I'm going to take the popular way.
Well, that's the easy way out. You're trying to please man or you're trying to please Yahweh? Trying to please your wife or you're trying to please Yahweh? Can't serve two masters. Are you women trying to please your husband?
Well, if he'd come and get in Jesus' name, we wouldn't have to get this divorce, but he left that old Jesus name doctrine that I love so much, and he went over to that old Yahweh name, and he got with that cult. And I'm going to divorce him.
That's the happiest day that Yahweh man probably had ever had. The Bible said you ain't bound by any laws that if they won't live with you in the truth. I wouldn't care if 1,000 women left me. If they left me over my love for the apostolic spirit of Yahweh's name. He that is called of Yahweh, been a servant, is Yahweh's free man. 1 Corinthians 7:22 now. Is Yahweh's free man, and likewise also that he is called, being free, has become the servant, not of man, but of the Messiah. You are bought with a price. Verse 23 of 1 Corinthians 7. Be not servants of men, or don't become slave to their ways and their tradition. I hate every false way. Did you know that the old prophet Micah, he had a reputation in the kingdom of Ahab, that he never agreed with any of Ahab's prophets, and they were all men pleasers. They were all sitting on Ahab's court. They were all having royal dinners, rubbing elbows with the elite, just like today. They love the praise of men more than they love the praise of Yahweh. They won't stand for something, but they'll fall for anything that the devil has got and glorified it and make them look important. I say this, brethren, that the time is short, and it remains that both he that and those that have wives be as though they had none. Wives. Those that have wives as though they had none. And they that weep as though they weep not. And those that rejoice as though they rejoice not, that they buy as though they possess not, and that they use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away. But I would have you without carefulness to know that he that is unmarried careth for the things that belong to Yahweh, and how he may please Yahweh. But he that is married careth for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. You see, you can't serve two masters. You and your wife have to come and sit down and agree who's going to be the head. And guess how many is going to be in on the conversation? Only two, you and your wife. Neither one of you are the head. I'm going to repeat this. When two people, a man and a woman, sits down to argue who's the head of the household, neither one of you are chosen. Both of you are left out. Yahweh is the head of the man. Man is ahead of the woman. That splits the group. Both of them love Yahweh equally. Then both of them can get a reward. Otherwise, the marriage is out of joint. It's not recognized. Marriage is only honorable in Yahweh. And that's serving Him with all their heart, soul, mind, and spirit. That there be no division in the household. A divided house. There is a difference between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman cared for the things of Yahweh, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she that is married cared for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. See there? This I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, for that which is comely, and you may attend upon Yahweh without distraction. For I am now persuaded. Am I persuaded of men, or am I persuaded of Yahweh? For if I pleased men, I should not be the servant of Yahweh, and I would not be a servant to His cause. Ladies and gentlemen, this is marvelous, glorious, and powerful. The apostolic spirit must be upon you. It's not of deceit, it's not of uncleanness, it's not of guile. But as you've been allowed by Yahweh, being put in trust with the gospel, speak it as not pleasing to man, but to Yahweh, which trieth the heart. For neither at any time have I used flattering words, as you know, for a cloak of covetousness, and my Yahweh is a witness. Nor of men sought we glory, neither of you nor of others, that we might have put a burden upon you as the apostles of the Messiah. But we have spoke the truth, in season and out, reproved and rebuked with all authority, that Yahweh is King, and the King's gate is the way in. You want to join us in the apostolic movement? Call me tonight. My time is coming gone here, ladies and gentlemen. I've got to get off here. And we need your help. If you would, why don't you just call us? Call me tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. Now, again, that's 423-626-2172. That's the address that you will need to contact Pastor Buddy, or the telephone number. Let me give you the address now. If you'd like to send us a love offering, we'll remember you. We're going to put all of these tithes and all of these offerings for the fellowship, the feast site, that will be given to you at a later date where it's going to be. And we hope and trust that you can see your way clear to give some of those savings that you've got, the 401k. A lot of people are dipping into their 401k. Had one sister that gave thousands of dollars out of her 401k to make this happen. That's a Sarah. That's an Abigail. That's a queen that found the treasure in the field. That's a king's gate in. Praise Yahweh. You need to call us tonight. Make your election and call ensure. And know that we need your help. We're calling for you. Now if you have it and you can send it, we'll accept it in the name of Yahweh. Come on, let's ride with Yahweh and dress in white. We can keep the festival there. You'll be welcome. We'll honor Yahweh, and we'll keep the faith, and we'll love Him, and we'll preach His commandments. And we'll take the truth to the world. It's the saving power of Yahweh. And we can say, yes, Yahweh, we'll come to the King's Gate Inn, and we'll ride with you. We'll ride throughout the heavens. We'll conquer earth as servants in the apostolic spirit of Pentecost. May Yahweh bless you. I'll see you Friday night. Yahweh willing, and the creek don't rise, with a brand new series starting Friday night. I love you. May Yahweh bless you. Keep the faith. Don't deny His name. Stay on board. Don't get off the ship. Remain in the ship, and you shall be saved. We'll see you at the King's Gate Inn. Coming up real soon, we'll have this announcement made. When we close the deal, we don't want to crow until the hen's been laying. So, lay us an egg in our basket. Send us an offering. Help us. Lift us up in prayer. You can talk about us if you want to. That ain't going to make no difference. We're going to preach Yahweh anyway. We don't care what you came to do. We're going to serve Yahweh. We're going to praise His name. We're going to ride with Him. We're going to conquer and overcome, for we're victorious in Him, and His name only shall we declare. It's the only name given whereby that we can be saved. Don't you want to ride with Him tonight? Well, praise Yahweh. It's wonderful. It's joy unspeakable. And it's holy. And it's a name above every name. We'll see you Friday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time around the world. Don't forget to go to our website. Brother Bob's got these messages posted for you. You can listen to them free of charge. There's hundreds of messages, hours up there on the subject. Just go there and click on oneyahweh.com. Yahweh bless you tonight. And we love you. May Yahweh take a liking to you, because He's the King at King's Gate Inn. We'll see you.
Land. He's calling out to you and me.